USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. When it comes to Alzheimer's disease, one region of the country is seeing more cases.
New data published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal reveals that seniors in the East and Southeast United States are more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. The report presents the first ever estimates of the disease's prevalence in the U.S., obtained through extensive studies of thousands of individuals to assess demographic risk factors. The estimates point to Miami-Dade County, Baltimore, and the Bronx as the regions with the highest Alzheimer's rates. I'm John Schaefer.
Ukrainian officials are reporting Russia launched missiles and drone strikes on southern and eastern Ukraine overnight that damaged infrastructure in the Black Sea port of Odessa. The attack on Odessa, one of Ukraine's main ports for exporting grain, followed a pledge of retaliation by Russia after a blast on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea Peninsula on Monday that Moscow blamed on Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force says all six caliber missiles that were fired overnight and 31 out of 36 drones were shot down. USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
An Australian man and his dog are safe after spending 3 months adrift at sea. Timothy Shattuck and his canine Bella were rescued in the Pacific by a Mexican tuna boat. The pair were apparently in rough shape when they were found, but were given food, water, and medical attention. They're expected to arrive in Mexico sometime today. Shattuck said he had been surviving on rainwater and raw fish after a storm severely damaged his vessel en route to French Polynesia. The El Nino weather pattern over North America right now is expected to continue into the winter.
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says the El Nino pattern can significantly affect winters in California.
The signal is mixed. So we've seen very wet winters. We've seen also very dry winters. For El Nino, the signal is strongest across Southern California, where it tends to lean towards wetter than normal.
Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believe there's a 90% chance that the climate pattern will persist through the winter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in last night's big drawing. The cash option on that works out to be nearly $517 million. Last night's drawing did make million-dollar winners out of players in five states. Three lucky tickets, worth $2 million each, were sold in Georgia, Arkansas, and Texas. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing is also through the roof. $640 million up for grabs. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.